WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, amazing humans. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's little and sometimes big ups and downs. You know that feeling when you're just scrolling through social media and everyone seems to be living their best lives while you're stuck in a rut? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We can choose to shift our focus and find that inner joy even amidst the chaos. Today's episode is all about cultivating gratitude and appreciation for life's journey, something I know we could all use a little more of, right? Ever felt like you're running on autopilot, just going through the motions day after day? It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle, chasing goals and forgetting to savor the present moment. But truth be told, life is way too short to constantly be striving for something more. It's about finding joy in the everyday moments, that warm cup of coffee in the morning, a good laugh with a friend, or even just the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Gratitude isn't just about being thankful, it's a powerful mindset shift that can completely change your perspective. Think about it. When you focus on what you have instead of what you lack, your whole world shifts. You start to see the abundance around you, the little things that bring you happiness, and the people who enrich your life. It's like unlocking a secret door to positivity. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Laura, it's easy for you to say you seem so positive all the time. Well, let me tell you, even I have my moments of grumpiness and frustration. But over the years, I've learned that gratitude is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. It takes conscious effort, but the rewards are definitely worth it. Here are a few practical ways to cultivate gratitude in your daily life. Start a gratitude journal. Jot down 3 things you're grateful for every day. It could be anything from a delicious meal to a supportive friend or even just a sunny day. Practice mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to simply observe your surroundings and appreciate the little things. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, listen to the birds chirping, or savor the taste of your favorite food. Express your appreciation. Don't take the people in your life for granted. Let them know how much you care by saying thank you more often and showing your love through actions. Remember, gratitude isn't about pretending everything is perfect. It's about choosing to focus on the good, even when things are tough. It's about finding joy in the journey, embracing the ups and downs, and appreciating all that life has to offer. Think about a time when you felt truly grateful. Maybe it was after overcoming a challenge, receiving unexpected kindness, or simply enjoying a beautiful sunset. How did that feeling make you feel? Probably pretty darn good, right? That's the power of gratitude. You know what's really cool? The other day, I was walking through the park and saw this little girl laughing hysterically while chasing pigeons. It was so contagious, I couldn't help but smile. And it made me realize how important it is to remember that joy exists in the simplest things, a child's laughter, a warm breeze on your face, or even just the sound of your own breath. So let's make a pact today to practice gratitude more consciously. Let's find those little moments of joy, appreciate the people who love us, and remember that life is truly a gift. The key takeaway here is this. Gratitude isn't about being Pollyanna-ish, it's about shifting your perspective and choosing to focus on the good. It's a practice, a muscle you can build, and it has the power to transform your entire outlook on life. So go out there, find those things you're grateful for, and share that joy with the world. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share it with your friends, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's spread the love and cultivate more gratitude together. Until next time, keep shining bright, my amazing listeners.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.